This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I told you guys, one of my favorite things to have on pizza years ago was onions. Raw onions. Don't cook them. They had to be crisp. You bite, you got that crunch. I loved onions. I could even eat them raw. I put them on my burgers raw. Stick them on my cereal. I didn't care. I just loved onions. I'd eat French onion dip, French onion soup. I'm not a big soup eater. I loved onions. Until I went to medical school, and I started to get really, really bloated. And we thought maybe it was the water, because I was in a different city. I mean, I looked like I was like 8-9 months pregnant. And apparently, we came to figure out after an elimination diet and figuring out what food intolerance it was onions. I somehow, overnight, stop making the enzyme to digest onions. Now, I still eat onions. I might look bloated. I might use Beano. Beano helps me digest onions. But I'm not giving up onions. Oh, hell no. I might, though, temporarily give them up during this outbreak. So I don't know if you heard, but there is a huge onion outbreak. And it is blamed on onions that came from Chihuahua, Mexico, and distributed by ProSource, Inc. And this outbreak is involving at least 37 states. 652 people have gotten sick. 129 have been hospitalized. Why? Salmonella. No deaths have been reported. So the CDC posted a warning. And they said that epidemiologic and traceback data showed that one source of infections in this outbreak are whole red, white, and yellow onions imported from Chihuahua, Mexico. And it was distributed by ProSource. They advise us, if we have unlabeled red, white, or yellow onions at home, to throw them away and not eat them. People should not eat, and businesses should not sell or serve whole onions that were imported from this one city in Mexico. Now, I know all the headlines say Mexican onions. I think we're only talking about those that came from Chihuahua. Is a Chihuahua the same as a Chihuahua? I have to look that up. Now, interviews with those who were ill show that 75% of people ate or possibly ate raw onions or dishes, likely containing the raw onions, before they became sick. But interestingly, several ill people reported eating at the same restaurants, indicating they may be a part of the illness cluster. So not only was it people that could have bought these from grocery stores, but if a restaurant used those onions, then, you know, it's interesting. When I go to a restaurant, I don't know where I imagine the food to come from, but I just don't imagine it to come from my store. And I can't tell you how weird it is when because I know restaurant owners and I know managers, especially the small family owned. And, you know, because I'm like, oh, you're the owner. You know, I talk to everybody. So I have to tell you, it's very weird when you run into them in Costco. And then you look and you see what's in their cart and you see the salad. And you see some of the things that they're buying. And I go, you charge $16 for gourmet salad. Can you just tell me how you do it? Because I shop at Costco. you don't like to think about it. But, again, they are probably using the same things you have access to. The outbreak strain was identified in a sample of cilantro and lime from a restaurant condiment cup collected from a sick person's home. The sick person also reported that the cup contained onions, but none were left in the cup when it was tested. Investigators determined that ProSource Inc. supplied whole onions to many of the restaurants where sick people ate, including the restaurant where the condiment cup was collected. Now, we don't know the name of the restaurant yet, but I know a lot of you guys, your minds are wandering, going, okay, which restaurant chain gives cilantro or salsa with onions? It could be any. So they say do not buy or eat any whole, fresh, red, white, or yellow onions. If they were imported from Chihuahua, Mexico, throw them away. If there's no sticker or packaging, wash surfaces and containers that may have touched the onions. Use hot soapy water or dishwater. And then, of course, contact a healthcare professional if you have salmonella symptoms. So salmonella is a, we usually, you know, speak about it when we talk about raw poultry. We also talk about it when we talk about eggs, eating raw cookie dough, where the eggs in the cookie dough isn't cooked. So we recommend that if you are going to eat poultry, you cook that sucker until the internal temperature reaches 165 degrees. And it has to reach that before you cool it and consume it. Washing kitchen counters, cookware, what that touch contaminated foods like the onions or raw chicken is paramount. So you could also avoid getting contaminated with salmonella. Those of you getting your turkey ready for Thanksgiving, you stick it in the sink and you wash it off. Don't. It splatters all over the place. You know, you could maybe stick it in a pot of water, but realize the water's contaminated. And if you're washing off dirt, that's one thing. But if you're trying to wash off the salmonella, you're going to spread it. Salmonella will die when you cook it. Now, salmonella does not necessarily need moist environments to thrive. According to researchers at the University of Georgia, salmonella can even survive on cookies and crackers. Remember there was some sort of outbreak that had to do with, I think, salmonella in a cookie box or something like that? So symptoms include fever, chills, rash, diarrhea, stomach cramps. These could happen within 12 to 72 hours after exposure. You could be sick lasting about 4 to 7 days. Many people will recover without treatment, but sometimes salmonella could spread from the intestines into the bloodstream. What's that called? Pop quiz. Remember with Bill Clinton? What's that called? Septicemia. Okay, you know what? I'm giving you guys a pop quiz. You guys aren't even paying attention. Are you guys even taking notes? Children younger than 5, adults 65 and older, people with weakened immune systems are more likely to have severe illness. All right. I'm going to test you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we want to hear from you. Do you think the government should approach student debt, waive student debt, cancel student debt, offer free tuition? What do you think the U.S. government should do in terms of that? I mean, they're on a spending spree right now, but their wings are getting a little clipped. And I'd like to kind of talk about what I think would be probably the biggest bang for their buck. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, because we want to hear from you. You guys might know more. You know, what would be the most advantageous, not only for students, not only for taxpayers, but for America as a whole? Would free college tuition, would free community college, would wiping out people's student debts, what would be the most advantageous? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as you heard a couple days ago, Biden pretty much kind of informed, I think he was at a town hall. This was, hold on a second. This was Well, he had suggested in, I think, one of his town halls, and then he informed House Progressives that it looks like the $1.9 billion that was going to be used for the tuition-free 2 years community college probably might not be included in the spending package. And so I see pros and cons to everything. And so, you know, this is something that I think not only pros and cons from an American standpoint and a student standpoint, but also from a Democratic strategy standpoint. If they get rid of the idea that they are going to do 2 years free community college, I think it might be a win for other people, and I'll tell you how. So, all right, we're in trouble right now. We are spending too much. We don't have enough money. We have open borders, and those people need food and medical care. There might be multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis coming our way, and COVID and new strains. And, you know, we have all sorts of stuff. Moscow apparently is on lockdown, going into lockdown, because now Russia is having a new wave. UK maybe having a new wave of COVID. So we need money for monoclonal antibodies. We need money for vaccines. We need money for COVID treatments. We need money for health care. So when you look at the priorities of things, children's cancer, blindness, autism, education, you know, for kids, an associate's degree, a free associate's degree, is not kind of that high up there on the priority list. But it was big. It was really big during the primaries, because if you start to say free college, then you might attract college students. You might attract high school students that are about to turn 18 and vote, and you might attract the parents who have kids that are freaked out about college costs, saying, I'm going to vote for this guy. Not a big enough group of individuals, because I think there's a bigger group of people out there that they paid their student loans. They busted their butts to pay their student loans. They're not going to be that willing to then vote so the next guy gets it free, not after they busted their butts, when all they had to have done is just wait and not pay, you know, and hopefully get wiped off or whatever. I also think that it's not going to be as popular with current college students who already have huge debt. The debt that many of these students have already incurred, it does nothing for them. You saying, okay, anybody that wants to go to community college can get 2 free years. That doesn't do anything for those current voters. It may actually make them mad. So I don't think it's a good Democratic strategy to do the 2 years free community college. What I think would be a fantastic strategy is to rehaul high school. Just overhaul high school, where rather than electives or rather than a lot of the classes they're taking now already incorporate certain trades, where anybody who graduates high school already has a trade, carpentry, plumbing, electrician. I mean, these kids can learn that as early as 14, 15 years old. Why aren't they going through those courses in high school? Why aren't they learning self-defense? Why aren't they learning how to hike and work out and, I mean, exercise, you know, real life stuff? We need to change high school to real life. They need to learn how to balance a checkbook and avoid cryptocurrency, cyber security threats. And there are so many real life things that I think we should be learning rather than calculus. Calculus is nice. Calculus helps. But not a lot of people are going to use calculus. But they sure could use, you know, a trade. Maybe expand high school by another year or two. We already have government funding for high school. Why don't we expand high school for another year or two so that everybody gets an associate's degree by the time they finish high school? Now that a high school degree isn't as worth much as it used to, you know, when you give everybody an associate's degree, somebody, you know, applies for a job, and I have an associate's degree, and they're going to be like, well, so does the other 2,000 applicants. So you getting an associate's degree when everybody else does doesn't make you stand out. So I think that the money could be better spent. But here's the thing. If students want college debt written off, that's probably not going to happen if they're going to be spending $2 billion on free community college. So I think the move to start wiping off some student debt might move forward if they didn't do this two-year community college. Now, what I think would be a better option is to figure out how we can overhaul college prices. I've seen tuition of some of these schools, $50,000 a year, and it's not Harvard. It's not UCLA. These are schools that self-proclaim that they are this private elite school, and these kids are just overwhelmed. And it's like, well, you know, it's because they, you know, that included food and they taught you this and you got to do this. And no, it doesn't. That's just the price. And these prices keep going up and people pay them. Now, that's the private capitalistic way. But my problem is if you're going to write off student debt and that student debt is from a college that gouged the student, now that college is gouging me. That college is gouging you. Where's the reform to get these colleges to quit charging an arm and a leg? College should not be a rich person's dream. College should be accessible to everybody. Well, how that's happened is, well, you can borrow the money. Then you get a job and then you pay it back. And the government has spent billions upon billions of dollars on student loans. Now, that's then income for the government. But once you say we're going to wipe off student loans, well, then that means we taxpayers pay for that too. And I think I would rather my money go to monoclonal antibodies. I think that I'd rather that money go to free clinics. I would rather see, if I got to choose where my tax money dollars go to, I would rather there be more free clinics for medical care than seeing homeless people who are sick dying on a park. Maybe homeless shelters. Maybe, you know, jobs. What about school for the homeless? I mean, you know, where does the spending stop? So I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Joe Biden, and a lot of progressives are vowing they are not going to stop till they get the 2 years free community college. I mean, is that really going to be in America's best interest? You know, we're not going to stop until we have more money circulating in America. So you print more money, then what does that do to the value of the dollar? It drops. Is the value of a college education going to drop if there's free community college? I would rather it be trades. Teach, give certifications in nursing. Have nursing programs, plumbing programs, contracting, bartending programs. Those may be subsidized. And it's not just free. You pay and you get reimbursed when you finish. Because if you don't finish, or if you blow it off, then, you know, you have to have some skin in the game. If you don't have skin in the game, you blow it off. That's what's happening with high school. You know, these kids are like, yeah, really, calculus, algebra, yeah, right, Shakespeare. You know, and they just, it's free. They just, there's no skin in the game. But if they know you're going to have to pay that back, well, then, you know, if you don't graduate, then maybe they're going to bust their butts a little bit more. So, I don't know. That's my opinion. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on the hot seat in Washington, D.C. Garland testifying before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee Thursday. Ranking member and Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says Americans are responding to Garland's memo instructing the FBI to work with law enforcement to address threats at school board meetings by parents.
I don't think the good people of this great country are going to cower and hide. I think your memo, Mr. Attorney General, was the last straw. I think it was the catalyst for a great awakening that is just getting started. Pilots at Southwest Airlines, the Chicago Police Union, parents at school board meetings, Americans are pushing back because Americans value freedom.
A CDC advisory panel is considering whether another dose from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccines is necessary. USA Radio News. A discovery at a Florida nature park could be crucial in the search for Brian Laundrie.
The FAA has imposed a temporary flight restriction over the Carlton Reserve, the swampy area in Florida where they've been looking for Brian Laundrie, the fiancé of Gabrielle Petito. Reports were earlier Wednesday that human remains had been found and the medical examiner had been called in, but none of it's been confirmed yet by the FBI. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Weekly jobless claims are setting another pandemic-era low. The Labor Department saying 290,000 Americans filed for first-time jobless claims last week. That's 600,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The biggest increases were seen in states like Michigan and Missouri. The steepest declines were in Tennessee and California, among others. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a real cool town in my state is Elko, Nevada. I like Elko, Nevada. It's really beautiful. People are sweet. It is a great city. I wish there were more hospitals there. A lot of my patients, they'll either go to Salt Lake or go to Reno. So they do need to have more medical presence, but overall, I think it's a great city. Well, apparently, another school board meeting has had to be canceled. This time, it got canceled 3 hours before it started due to quote-unquote threats toward board members. According to the Elko Daily, the decision to cancel was in response to threats of violence and concerns for public safety. According to a statement from the Elko County School District that was sent after 2 p.m., the school district rescheduled the meeting for 5:30 p.m. on August 26. It has been 8 days since the October 12th meeting was adjourned by acting board president Teresa Datstra when audience members refused to wear masks inside the central office boardroom. Well, people are ticked. The announcement comes at a difficult time for the school district as the cancellation delays the appointment of new board members to fill 5 vacancies. Interim Superintendent Jeff Zander said the acts of disorderly conduct at previous board meetings and threats to our board are coinciding with an already difficult time faced by our community. We are in need of filling vacant school board seats, yet the actions by individuals in our own varying communities are making this process very difficult. The agenda included the trustee appointments, along with items to approve out-of-state trips for some of the high school students and other sorts of business. And then the board was also going to discuss the establishment of four special revenue funds that align with the accounts of new pupil-centered funding plan ordered by the Nevada Department of Education. So, since August, the school district, and this is just one, we've been watching these school districts across the United States go through the mayhem that they have because of critical race theory, vaccine mandates, mask mandates. Since August, the Elko School District has seen a resignation of five trustees and one acting superintendent. They also dealt with outbreaks of COVID-19 in multiple schools throughout Elko County, prompting schools to require masks for students. So children attending kindergarten through 12th grade who were previously exempted from masks now have to. Parents are frustrated. They're getting sent home due to exclusions and the mask mandate. And so these meetings are the only opportunity for parents to be able to voice how upset they are. And the reason why they've become so popular and so viral, and we don't want any, we don't want threats, we don't want violence, but what has been such a godsend for these school board meetings is a tone-deaf administration like our current one who thinks they're on the side of the majority and all the polls love them, and when a poll doesn't, he says, I don't look at the polls. This allows the nation to get a small glimpse as to what, you know, regular Joe and, I don't know, Jill and anybody in regular, I guess, Main Street think. You know, and the average working American, the average parent, the average person that lost their job, the average person that has been affected by COVID, that it's just a figment of Biden's administration. Biden doesn't wear a mask when he goes to a restaurant, yet these kids who are 3 years old with asthma have to. And the only way anybody knows that people are thinking some of these things are absolutely ridiculous is by these school board meetings, because they're public. Now, school board meetings have changed the way they've done things. They've limited the mic. They've, you know, limited a certain number of people. Apparently, in my neck of the woods, it was so crowded that not everybody could fit in the room. So when people think, oh, America's happy, America loves what we're doing, and the media won't cover it, the only way for people to get heard and hope the word goes up the chain of command is at these trustee, county commissioner, school district meetings. It's sad. I mean, a bunch of people took it to a mall. They were in a food court screaming, Let's Go Brandon. And I told you guys where Let's Go Brandon came from. They're starting to have Let's Go Brandon all over, I guess, billboards and things like that. Let's Go Brandon was Brandon Brown, was it? Won a NASCAR race. And while he was being interviewed in the crowd, they were chanting, blank Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden. It was the bad word with that begins with F. And apparently this happens a lot at sports events. So when the reporter heard it and the cameraman, you know, had zoned in on the crowd, she tried to cover it by saying, see, they're saying, Let's Go Brandon. Yay, they love you. And Brandon kind of took it, you know, as well as he could. But now I think there's even a rap song called Let's Go Brandon. So, you know, there people are trying to find, when they aren't heard, they're trying to find creative ways to be heard. But then when they feel like they're still not heard, they get mad. And when they get mad, they get angry. And sadly, some are threatening. Now, as a result, Merrick Garland, Joe Biden's attorney general had, I guess, produced a memo that we heard about weeks ago saying that he's going to have to recruit the FBI as a result of the domestic terrorism that could be posed by these parents. And I'm paraphrasing. Well, man, now he is getting grilled. So currently he is testifying before a Democratic-led committee as Jim Jordan accused him of giving GOP lawmakers, quote-unquote, the finger in response to inquiries over his memo directing the FBI to crack down on public schools. Another Republican lawmaker confronted him on his son-in-law's company, Panorama Education, which has been accused of utilizing critical race theory. Two representatives demanded that Garland appoint a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden and whether he's profited off Joe Biden's presidency. Representative Ken Buck compared the prices of Hunter Biden's artwork to the values of classic paintings by Monet and Degas. And the Judiciary Committee is chaired by New York Democrat Jerry Nadler. Nadler's opening statement was not about, can we get to the truth? It just shot out at his GOP colleagues. So, you know, this is a, you know, it's a mess. I understand government appears corrupt. I don't know who did what. I can't even imagine how far this can go with, and not just this administration, any administration. But my problem is a father who attended a meeting trying to explain to them that his daughter was raped by a boy who wore a skirt and snuck into the girl's bathroom. I mean, and he should sue. He should sue. You know, that is not a domestic terrorist. Meanwhile, we're letting in a cartel. We're not screening people to the degree that we should because there's too many coming across the border. And we actually have terrorists coming through. We have people who have had huge rap sheets. That the person who raped that woman on the Philadelphia train apparently was an illegal immigrant, we're being told reportedly. So you're going to use the efforts of the government and the resources of the government on American mommies and daddies that are just trying to get their voice heard about what the hell is going on in their school when it's their tax dollars paying for the school? So that's what's going on now. 1-877-DOC-FELLY, don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So U.S. surgeons have successfully given a pig's kidney to a person in a transplant breakthrough. Some of you guys are like, why? Why? Who would want to? Why? Well, we have a donor problem. We have organs that we need, and there's not enough of them. Or when somebody wants to give one, if they didn't get the COVID vaccine, it's wasted. So we're going to have to turn to our pets. Well, I don't have a pet pig, but some people do. So the recipient was, according to BBC, brain dead. They were on artificial life support, no prospect of recovery. And the kidney came from a pig that have been genetically modified to stop the organ being recognized by the body as foreign and being rejected. Very cool. Remember, your body senses anything that doesn't belong. You know how you see these sci-fi movies and or even like Squid Game and they're like, wait a second, I can scan you. You don't belong here. You aren't in the system. Your body has that system in place. And so whenever you do get a foreign body, you get shot, you get something in your eye, your body tries to get it out. You breathe something in, your body tries to get it out. You put in another person's organ, another person's blood, you have a huge reaction. Unless it's something that your body can take and doesn't have the antigens that are the proteins that'll induce an immune response. So this kidney came from a pig that had been genetically modified to stop the organ from being recognized as foreign. Now, the work has not yet been peer-reviewed or published. Once it happened, they told everybody, and, it still has to be. Everyone has to go, well, can this work? Can this, everybody gets to pick apart the paper. But experts say it is the most advanced experiment in the field so far. They say similar tests have been done in non-human primates, but not people. Using pigs for transplant isn't anything new. We've been using pig heart valves for a while already. And I guess the reason why is a lot of their organs are a good match for people when it comes to size. So this operation took about 2 hours at New York University Langone Health Medical Center. And surgeons connected the donor pig kidney to the blood vessels of the brain-dead recipient to see if it would function normally once plumbed in or be rejected. So again, they chose somebody who was going to die anyway because just in case this didn't work. And so it was easier for them to test. Over the next 2.5 days, they monitored the kidney. They ran checks, tests, and they observed that the kidney basically functioned like a human kidney transplant that appeared to be compatible in as much as it did all the things that a normal human kidney would do. It functioned normally and did not appear to be undergoing rejection. The surgeons transplanted a bit of the pig's thymus gland as well, along with the kidney, because they thought the thymus gland would also help the body stop rejecting the kidney because of, in the long term, by mopping up any of the stray immune cells that might otherwise fight the pig tissue. And Dr. Montgomery, who I guess had spoken to BBC, he was a heart transplant recipient himself. And he says there is an urgent need to find more organs for people on waiting lists. But the work is controversial. What's been happening with transplants is to have a live donor is tricky. Because, a lot of us, we like having two kidneys. I mean, I already have a list of people who I will give my kidney to if they want or if they need. But then I only have one. But what if somebody needs a heart? What if somebody needs, I'm still alive. So we can't take a living person's heart. That's perfectly fine, and we can't do that, no matter how much they love that person and want to donate their heart. So you have to find a recipient. You have to find somebody who is not dead, because once it's dead, you can't use it. Somebody about to die. And if somebody is, let's say, terminal, I mean, we're all terminal, but let's say somebody is in stage 4, cancer. Well, they could still live months, so we don't accelerate it. So it's usually somebody who has maybe overdosed, been in an accident, is quote-unquote brain dead, and is only kept alive on equipment to make sure that organ is live and fresh. Once they take the organ out, they could then stop the artificial life support. But that's not very, very common. A lot of, like my father. My father died. He died at home. No time to donate his organs. He died at home. So, doctors have to catch the person. They have to have a bed. And then now on top of all this, you have, did they get the COVID vaccine? Well, what if they lied? What if they lied about getting the COVID vaccine? Test for antibodies. Oh, we don't care about natural immunity. Well, to see transplants rejected because people are worried about COVID, So pigs, interestingly, have some religious challenges. In some religions, you're not supposed to touch a pig. You're not supposed to eat the pig. You're not supposed to have pieces of pig in you. So these types of transplants could be an issue for those, depending on how religious they are, in the Jewish, Muslim, and many other cultures. But I think it is fantastic that there are animals out there. They could decode the organ, and it'll allow people to keep living. Now, one of you had asked a while back, you know, Dahlia, should we? I mean, should we be doing this? Wasn't nature designed for survival of the fittest? Well, you know, I'm not an evolutionary, I don't know, Darwinist. If you are, yeah, the weak die, the strong survive, they make babies, those babies are stronger, and you keep growing a stronger and stronger population. I don't, even though I understand the theory, the problem is I love my family. And we're humans. And we are going to want to do everything possible to save our babies, to save our loved ones. My family's got some crappy genes. We've got diabetes, we've got cancer, we've got heart disease. Most of the men in my family, not my immediate, well, not my current family, but throughout my family, no man has lived past 62, 63 years old. So we don't have good genes in our family. And it just happens, and it just keeps happening. The men just die in their 60s. Now, we have medications. If they can overcome their stubbornness, then maybe they'll survive. So I notice that some of my family members are evolving into being less stubborn about taking care of themselves and taking medications. But we can't just go, all right, no medications for everybody because we want to be like out in the wild, survival of the fittest. Because then we'll be back down to life expectancy of 20-some years old. If we have evolved to be able to survive things, then that is making us a stronger population. Now, I've told you I think we're getting weaker because we are not being exposed to things. We're not challenging our immune system. We're not embracing the outdoors as much. And we might be over-medicating. But I believe that if you do use medical enhancements to allow us to live, that does make us stronger because we're stronger in numbers. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.